school fees, you can save for school fees,
right.
You can send pocket money. So basically what we're trying to do is we want to digitize the whole education space.
Whoa, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Let me get this straight.
Okay.
So I've got a child or two.
Okay.
And I want to pay school fees.
Mm-hmm.
I can do that.
You can do that.
But now you're saying, I guess, using that same unique code,
mm-hmm.
I can save money for particular students on their codes?
On their codes.
Towards payment for later
uh-huh,
on?
Towards right. payment for the next...
like an advance payment.
You can advance payment. So it's the same menu on MTN. Mm. That is *165, *4*3,
mm-hmm.
*2#.
Mm.
Now, once you go to the school pay... menu,
mm-hmm.
you'd find that we have a number of, you can pay school fees,
right.
you can save for school fees,
right.
you can check medical, you
yes.
can
yes.
you can send pocket money,
mm.
and then even on Airtel it's the same *185, *6*2#. So we have a whole school pay menu that has a number of solutions that we
that
are building.
Is so brilliant. And I know we are preparing to take the kids back to school. Maybe what advice would you give regarding managing pocket money for your children? Because that's a big one.
Yes.
Mm.
Okay, so the solution is called S-Wallet.
Mm-hmm.
S-Wallet is a product under SchoolPay. So the advice that would give is, during my time in school,
mm.
we all know we had a number of issues. Talk about theft,
mm-hmm.
talk about money mm-hmm. getting lost.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they give it to a teacher.
Oh, they give it to a teacher. So it's a lot, so many sad parties from the metro to the bus.
And you fear the teachers.
And you fear the teachers. So what you're going to hate to do right now is we have cards, digital cards.
Right.
So this card is given to a student,
mm-hmm.
and the student gets to set a unique PIN.
Mm.
So how this works is, as a parent, as a mother, you get to send money, just like how you send money to another number.
Right.
Now you send money to that student code.
Right.
So the child at school, it's so convenient and so safe that a child will just go to the canteen
mm-hmm.
and they can just swipe.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes, because
that's nice.
So the card is scanned, you can swipe, and then you get whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
So the advice to parents is that, to be able to dwell with issues of, hello, mommy, my money has been stolen.
Mm.
Hello, mommy, I lost my money.
Mm.
How about we embrace this digital inclusion, even for the students?
Okay. Wait a minute, but that will require that you partner with schools. What if my child goes to a school and they don't have that there?
Mm.
Are you saying that most of the schools have this availability?
Those
we partner with, because currently right now we are working with over 12,000 schools in the country.
Wow.
Now that is the advantage, because at least we know that we are trying so hard to digitize all the schools.
Right.
So requirement number one to use S-Wallet is the child has to have a student payment code.
Right.
And for the child to have a student payment code, the school has to be enrolled onto school pay.
Mm.
So how it works is, the schools that are on the system,
right,
get to use the card.
Mm.
However, our team is out there in the field making sure that we reach door to door, school to school, to see that we digitize the whole space.
Mm-hmm. That would be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a really nice solution, especially
Absolutely.
When it comes to the money that
Absolutely.
Our children have to spend
Absolutely.
At school. Okay,
Lillian, perhaps you can take us through the actual procedure, the paying of the school fees, like, you know, step by step for those Capital FM listeners and Latinos who are listening, the actual steps when you're doing the pay school fees.
Okay, so let's start with MTN.
Mm.
I'll use the general code.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're using MTN, this is *165, *80#.
Right.
From there, you will select pay school fees.
Mm-hmm.
After selecting pay school fees, they'll bring a number of options for you. Select school pay.
Mm-hmm.
Once you select school pay, and then you've selected pay school fees, then you'll be requested to put your student payment code.
Right.
Now, this is the part where we ask the parents to be so careful to avoid issues like wrong payment, because any mistake that you make with a student payment code, now that means it's a wrong transaction.
Is there, you know, I know for
Can
example...
Can it be reversed? The wrong transaction, you know, kind of like how you send mobile money mm-hmm. to a wrong person, and then you can reverse it there and then.
And
is that request there?
So the challenge is, it is not as fast as we reverse with Airtel, with mobile money, but it can be, though it takes a long process. So it's why we try so hard
to
see that we ask them to be very cautious to avoid that.
I haven't used the platform, but I'm assuming
used the platform.
Okay,
yeah.
I'm assuming that when you put in the student code.
Okay.
Let's say it's the wrong one, but you put in the student code and then you press yes, It then asks you, are you sure? This
it does actually
one.
Show the name
it shows
of, your,
the,
of
yeah,
the
it
child.
Shows the name
oh,
of the child.
Wonderful.
So the child.
So
you would know. So you need
verify.
To break through and
very
verify.
Yeah.
And then with Airtel, it's *185*6*2. You will select school fees, and then you'll select school pay, mm-hmm. and then you enter the student payment code. So the whole procedure is from the code, select that you want to pay school fees, then you select school pay, and always confirm the mm-hmm. student's details before mm-hmm. you go ahead to put the mobile money pin
yes.
to
yes.
avoid
yes.
wrong
yes.
payments.
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much, Ms. Kobusinje Lilian from Fincom Technologies School Pay, who is Marketing and Communications Officer. Any last words, anything at all that you'd like the Latanos to know?
It's back to school season.
Mm.
We all know this is the busiest, craziest time. Parents are busy, a lot of work to do.
Yeah.
So embrace school pay. Let this be that season of the year where you're not inconvenienced because you have a lot of work to do and then you have to take money to the school.
Yes.
So use school pay, use that payment code and enjoy convenience all
absolutely.
The way through.
Let's get off analog, let's get on to digital. Don't give the money to teacher Lucky who might end up eating it.
I could. I gotta be honest. So producer has a question.
So Lilian.
Yes, please.
I am this parent who is always paying in installments or begging headmaster or their deputies, please allow my child there.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to have this option of school loans in the future?
Oh, yes, we do, actually. Thank you for asking.
Mm.
So we last year in December, we launched school financing with Stanbic Bank.
Mm-hmm.
We started off with Stanbic Bank. Mm-hmm. But then the beauty about this is we are giving out loans to schools.
Right.
So it is already running.
Mm-hmm.
Now, once you go on the school pay menu, you'll find that there is a section for school financing. So all the school needs to do is to apply. Once you apply for the school loan, we go through the database and then we see, do you qualify? How have you been using the system over the years? How is the school fees transaction? And then we're able to process a loan for you.
Okay.
So it's already running.
Brilliant.
All right.
Brilliant. Well,
any other questions, producer?
I mean, you know.
Anyone in the room with
anybody
questions?
Else?
Run out.
George, can we call George outside in case there's a question?
Is the CEO after? Do you have any questions?
Is the Askari outside? Does he have any questions?
Well, thank you so much, Kobusinje Lilian, Marketing and Communications Officer, Fincom Technologies. Let's embrace technology, parents. Let's not be inconvenient.
Yes,
you have things to do while you're running around and going to the bank to pay school.
Standing
fees
in lines.
When they school pay.
Thank you so much, Lilian. Don't forget, you're leaving the jacket for me because it's cold.
Okay. Yeah, well done.